KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Taxi Council Santaco says it did not authorize this morning's protest action that led to several roads in Durban's Greyville area being blocked. Routes in and around Durban Station were affected when a bus and several minibus taxis blocked routes. These include Mgeni and Old Fort Road. It's understood members of the Durban Station Taxi Association are angry that operating licenses haven't been issued on time by KZN Transport. Long-distance operations to Zululand and Johannesburg came to a halt yesterday. KZN Santaco Sivisha Shangase says the strikes should be a last resort.
We've recently had an engagement with the department. We had thought that probably by yesterday the matter would have been resolved because we think that the operation should continue and then engagement should actually be pursued on the other side. You negotiate the site and the service continues over that side. Not unless you are saying you've reached a deadlock. Probably that's when then you use your powers and you go to the street.
2 months ago, the KZN Transport Department held meetings in Maritzburg with Santaco over the issue of licenses. Spokesperson Ndabezinhle Sibiya says over 115 permits have still not been collected for the association's members.
During that meeting, it was agreed that taxi operators were to fetch about 115 permits that are still in the department and not collected. There were about 84 permits that were about to expire within 60 days. About 9 permits had already expired.
A woman's been killed in a ditch near Shaka's Kraal after being run over and shot. Police were on the scene on the R102 where the crime took place this morning. IPSS Medical Rescue Samantha Merrick says they responded to reports of a shooting in the area, adding that witnesses were speaking to emergency personnel about what happened.
A woman walking along the R102 was struck by a motorist who, after crashing into another vehicle, returned to shoot the woman before fleeing. Sadly, the woman was declared deceased on scene. KDM and SAPS were on scene and will investigate the matter further.
The corruption case against former Eskom contractor Michael Lomas has been postponed to December to join the other 11 accused in the Johannesburg High Court. The group, including the utility senior executives and directors from Tubular Construction Projects, face 65 counts of corruption. The matter relates to alleged tender fraud at the Kusile Power Station for a decade from 2008. Is the NPA's Henry Momotame.
Lomas will remain in custody as he has not made any formal bail application since his extradition from the United Kingdom a month ago.
And Palestinian news agency Wafa and Hamas media reporting an Israeli airstrike has killed at least 55 people in northern Gaza. They're claiming medics have told them many are women and children. The attack is said to have struck the town of Beit Lahia. A recap of our lead story, Taxi Council Santaco says it did not authorize this morning's protest action that led to several roads in Durban's Greyville area being blocked. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.